If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
No, I suppose maybe we can foreshadow or like pre-shadow what we have been talking about, which is great gossip, which I feel like in the time of COVID-19, not enough of. And it feels good to be back. I can tell you
it's so good.
There's been some little drips of gossip coming in recently that have just kept group chats alive.
Yes.
Well, I think in the same way as the virus kind of slowly leaves us, the gossip continues.
Totally.
And this back end of the year is slowly ramping up to what I hope is going to be a big 2021.
I think it will, because the same thing that spreads viruses spreads gossip, because you need people. It's made me think about kind of what leads to gossip.
By same thing, do you mean like dirty little mouths?
Yeah, exactly. Like bodies being closer, the more gossipy, and like, I don't know, kissing or having sex and things like that. That's kind of, yeah, that's...
I mean, kissing.
Steamy gossip. Okay. Kissing and having sex and stuff like that, my
Jesus
word.
Christ, Tom.
Good Lord, hit the freaking E for explicit on this podcast, my word. We're getting steamy.
I want to be known as the guy like, oh, I've got some gossip about Rodney. All my friends know. Let me guess what he did. Well, he kissed and he had sex.
Oh,
the point is, it's, yeah, I don't know, human interaction, the closer you get, the more people you get in, the more little different dynamics there are. Like, that's what gossip is, basically. A drama, often sexual, or it's about dynamics of caring between people. If you're indifference, there's no gossip. You know,
it does often come break down human interaction to their bones. I love it.
No, this needs to happen though, Alexi.
But online, baby,
explaining it like someone listening, this like, what the fuck is gossip? What are they talking about? It's like, hang on a moment. It's drama, and if you break it down here, it's the human interaction between people. And
okay,
I
Alexi.
COVID-19 and gossip correlate, like they thrive in the same circumstances of big crowds. You know what I mean? Maybe I should go on the news, be like, don't go indoors in big groups. There's going to be too much gossip. It's
It'll
scary.
Affect you. It'll affect you.
People are going to bitch about you after. If you don't perform.
If you stay home, they'll just forget about you. They won't be saying nasty things about you at all.
Have some good stories going in, all right? Mm-hmm.
But
people are going to say you were boring.
People will be scared of the gossip because they've been inside. Mm. And once when you're in the gossip loop, like before, cast your minds back.
Totally.
You were fine to get gossiped about because you knew it's coming back to you. Do you know what I mean? And you would get the gossip. But you're totally right, Tom. You're going to be scared to go outside because you won't be ready to take it. But you've got to live with the fact that people are gossiping behind your back. But the greater good is, like, think about all the other people you're gossiping behind their back.
I suppose it has made the circles smaller in terms of the gossip, but there's less links between the gossip circles, which means people run out and then you get down. So we do need other people. I think, ideally, I stay at home. Other people are out there hearing the gossip until I kind of build up a safe immunity. Like, slowly, I don't know. Also, maybe outdoor setting in a similar way to COVID.
Okay,
you know, with the wind and stuff, there's not... Whispering doesn't work as well, you know what I mean? It doesn't spread.
It's harder to spread outside.
You try playing
Chinese
whispers.
Gossip is harder to spread outside.
It is.
If you banned gossip in pubs and, like, cafes and any house, it would not spread in the same way.
You're standing up with a drink. What are you doing, fucking gossiping over here?
I saw someone post a status, another comedian post a status that was like, if you have something to say to me, say it to my face.
I saw this.
And
this
sounds like a hilarious comedian. I've got to find out what this is. I've got to find out what's going on here.
But well, is, I know. Think, do you know what's going on with that? Well, I'll tell you off air.
Tell me off mic.
Yeah.
This is a good example of, I think, people regressing a little bit as well. Because I think when you're like 17, 16 years old, doing a post saying, if you're talking about me, talk to my face. That's some level one dealing with gossip shit. Mm. That's some 13-year-old. But like, the more, if you're, you know, getting gossiped out every day, your techniques for dealing with it get more kind of advanced. But that's a lack of practice.
Yeah,
posted
I usually start a positive story about myself if I hear something. I'm like, okay, do something charitable, put some good word out there about yourself, and then no one will believe the gossip.
Yeah,
you're spreading positive gossip.
You've got a PR person, do you, Alexi?
I've got a PR person just to handle any situation.
I thought
going
you meant
on.
That's a status.
Yeah.
You're like, I've been hearing the rumors, and I have an equivalent rumor to staff. Alexi Doliopoulos is a charitable man.
He's extremely kind as health. Me out in my career.
This is your profile, Alexi.
Well, my housemate's currently doing I mean, you would maybe have seen this on his socials. I don't know if you follow him, actually, Tom.
I do. Movember.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of Movember.
I follow him on Instagram as well.
Oh, yeah, he loves you, yeah. Alexi.
He sent me a T-shirt for last Movember. And I'll tell you what, let him know that I sleep in it about 3 times a month.
Yeah, really? Yeah, oh, that's, I mean...
That's an extremely awesome. Specific amount of times.
It's true, yes. I plan it out to go, this will be my Mark Movember night. Things will get sexual in nature in this T-shirt.
And then we're back to gossip.
Well, yeah. Well, he does Movember, right? Yes. He raises a bunch of money.
Are you doing Movember now? You've got a bit of a moustache.
I just grew a moustache this year because it was the first year I could actually grow one. I'm like, cool. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to become a new man.
Dude, it looks good.
With a new little stash.
This is the worst month for you, then.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone thinks you're charitable. I'd be like, no, it actually took me a full year. But you know what?
Everyone thinks you're charitable, which plays back into Alexi's plan of putting the good vibes out there.
I'm very Machiavellian. I'm actually quite the piece of shit.
Well, I've asked Mark about it before, because my husband says Mark raises all this money every year, whether he is doing it because he likes to raise the money or he just wants people to think he's a good guy. And he's like, yeah, I just want people to think I'm a good guy. He's raised like $200,000 for Movember before.
And the Mo does look good.
Well, the Mo looks good as well.
I can't imagine him without it. But I guess I haven't seen him on the 1st of November.
Pop the shirt on and think of his little face and you've got to sleep 3 times a month.
Yeah, he's that cartoon pencil drawing guy, right?
He's cute. He's small, but he's cute.
He's small, you know, I like that he's like not very detailed and stuff.
He's flat. He's really 2D, depending on what I'm doing.
Yeah, on you, he's 2D. On me, he's freaking 3D, dude. Yeah, so I'm quite chunky.
All my shirts are 3D. Oh, man. I used to think when I was a teenager, I just remember being quite anti-Movember. I thought it was...
I still am a little bit.
I don't know about... I mean, yeah. I feel like a lot of people doing it are doing it because they want to experiment with a moustache and they think they look cool.
Have the courage like me to start in April.
Let us know. That's been going since April.
Well, I'd trim it. Otherwise, you'll be really upset. Yeah.
What are you trimming with? Have you got the lawnmower?
I have actually used a small pair of scissors. A very small pair of scissors.
We should do ads for small pair of scissors.
Yeah, do you know what brand are they?
Every podcast does Manscaped ads.
Yeah. We want to do.
Have you ever heard a small pair of scissors? You can get them at Priceline for
$4.99 a small pair of scissors. You can use it on any part of your body. Just be careful.
Be very, very careful. We cannot stress this enough.
You could snip your septum. Be careful if you're using it above, and especially if you're using it below.
I've never used a small
pair of scissors below. But it would
be
safe.
Pair of scissors.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I've got quite a tremendous penis, so I have to use the big scissors.
Really tiny hairs, though.
Really tiny hairs. Really tiny.
I don't know why I got the scissors which match the size of my penis when it was meant to match the size of the hairs.
It makes them more dangerous. It makes them far more dangerous.
Using a small pair of scissors to make your dick look bigger.
Not to cut the hairs, but just to hold it there.
It doesn't even work. You put it up, you're taking photos.
What are you doing? Oh, you caught me in the middle of my manscape.
Yes, this is my regular pair of scissors. I use it around the office and stuff. These are normal size, I promise you.
And this is a regular man holding the scissors to prove they're like, hang on, is that Mark Kelly? He's Donnie, he's a cartoon.
He's a drawing. He's a drawing.
No, he's 3D. You can see my belly button poking out.
That's his mouth.
But do donate money to Mark Kelly's Movember.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you find him on Instagram, he's doing great stuff.
But my point is that my first take, I suppose, as a kind of, I suppose, a bit of a jealous and didn't have the confidence man to try to grow a moustache. And so I found it hypocritical or like a bit false that people were pretending to be charitable. Really, obviously, they were just loving the bit of experimentation with their look and kind of seeming like a good guy. But mainly the first one, I thought, as a teen at least. But then, I don't know, I remember having conversations about it and I feel like, yeah, that charity just uses people's excitement to muck around with a different look and makes money out of it. He's made hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's like, yeah, it's a bit false, maybe the motivations, but like... Money's money. Like, can't argue with the results.
Well, no, that's what
I've
said
landed
to him.
Now in
my opinion on it.
So. I'm so glad you found the positivity in this
story. Well, I was off it.
Well, no, I was kind of off it because I was like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, also a bit of me is like, oh, these white dudes are a bit sad, aren't they? You know, like, let's cheer them up. But, you know, they kill themselves a lot.
That's true.
And then it's like the net, and you're totally right. The end result, very positive.
Yeah. The money. Yeah.
The money is resolved. Because
the moustaches aren't cheering.
But, like, who does
anyone up?
I mean, we've all done, like, some kind of charity work in our time. Alexi, I don't know if you have, actually.
Yes, I have. I promise you. I've done stuff that's good for people. But my whole freaking life is a charity, dude. I think, I don't even actually know. Movember, it's just, like, for blokes. It's, like, awareness.
Well, it's for fellas. It's one of the last. Yeah.
So they look more silly because then you're more aware of them?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. Is it for check your prostate or...
No, it's for mental health.
Oh, mental health. Okay.
Is it...
But you know what? You can still check your prostate.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
What would you use to stick up there?
Well, I've got a tiny pair of scissors that'll do just the trick. But I remember...
Multi-purpose.
The only time I ever like come in contact with Movember was I used to work for like a trivia company. And they sent me and our dear friend Nico Malian.
Nico.
We used to like host a comedy show together and they sent us out to host trivia for like this pharmaceutical company. For Movember, and I think it was like Melbourne Cup Day as well, or something like that.
God,
it
was a combination of one of the best days of the year.
It was just one of the, like those most insane like things where companies like, well, what can we do for lunchtime? They'll be fun for this day. Hire these two comedians to host trivia for us, and they couldn't have been the people in the audience could be more disinterested. Like it was so shit.
Okay, so trivia, because like I've done comedy to people disinterested. You can just kind of motor through, to be honest. Trivia to people, are they even playing along?
You gotta go around and make sure they're fucking writing it down.
Paper with just nothing on it.
And of course, it was Cup Day as well. They all had drinks, so they're all drunk. I'm like, this sucks. This is so bad. But before that, they didn't tell us this, but they, like, when we got there, they were like, Alexi, we want you to interview this doctor about men's health on Movember in front of the audience. So, like, they didn't tell us, and Nico got to, like, go set all this shit up, and I just had to interview this doctor about, like, men's health. Like,
On stage?
And, like, they, in front of everyone, there was no one paying attention. Any people paying attention was, like, this really lovely row of, like, nice women. There's not even for them. It's for the men, like, getting drunk in the back of the room at lunch.
You're not allowed to listen, gals.
Yeah, it was so shit.
Did you get any like kind of traction with him? Did he hate
first
it?
First question is about anxiety.
The guy actually loved it. I think it was his first time on stage.
Yes.
And he just came alive. He really enjoyed
that's
it.
That's nice.
And you know, we did a couple of riffs. You know, one of the questions he told me to ask was like, you know, ask about like, you know, men's urine or whatever, like how, you know, like, so I was like,
he's like, this is my specialty right here.
Guy who's not thought about his health.
Yeah, he was just like, you know, what's the best color stream? And
what
stuff
is
like
the best color stream? That's a great question. No, that is a great question.
That's a 5-year-old's idea of what health is.
And well, no, you've got to drink
about mental health.
No,
and
you
stuff.
Know what though? What how many men pitch? Don't drink enough water? Because so often it gets to 3 p.m. and I can't see. I'm
extremely dry.
And then I'm like, I haven't drunk any water since.
Can't even see what color your piss
Tuesday.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, well, exactly.
He said that a nice pale yellow is okay.
Okay.
But clear as can be will be the best treat you can have.
What if it's like a harsh, hurts the eye yellow?
Oh, if you haven't had a Barocca that day.
Okay. What about blue? Is that bad?
Blue. He said blue was rats. Okay. He liked it.
He's a cool guy.
He said it'll be blue's raspberry flavoured, so have a sip.
I don't know if I've got some weird disease or it was those 9 super dupers.
And I remember, like, asking...
9 super
dupers. I drank them. I didn't even let them freeze first. Exactly. I slept them down. I remember asking him, like... You
if it's not double digit, it's not too much.
He started, like, bringing up... Like, he got upset that the other people, like, all the fellas weren't listening because he's watching them at the back. They're all having a fun time.
Like, come on, fellas.
So he's, like, trying to...
It's our one day of the year.
One day of the year I get to shine on stage. And then he was like, so binge drinking is actually quite the problem as well, binge drinking.
Well, it is.
He's like, yeah, it's binge drinking. He's like, you know, maybe once or twice a week, every second day is okay, or once a week. But, you know, shouldn't be doing it all the time, especially during the day. And then I was like... I didn't know what to ask him because I didn't know that would come up. So I was just like, what day of the week do you think
this is best the worst interview I've ever heard? Okay, so yellow piss and
so
drink.
What's your thoughts on drinking on a Tuesday?
I just had no idea. They literally just sprung it on me. And also, I was like 23 years old. So it's like, I've barely lived in a man's body to know like what men's questions are.
This is pre-mustache.
Pre-mustache. I couldn't even grow a mustache.
Did you get paid handsomely?
I got paid. paid not too shabbily. It was okay. It honestly could have been way better.
Did you get paid more than...
this is its own trivia.
Let me think.
So, Alexi, okay, cast your mind back.
I'm going back.
Okay. Did you get paid over $250? That's A.
Mm-hmm.
B, under $250. By doing a range like this, you've really made it difficult to have four options, by the way. And then, C, it's between 500 and... Oh.
Hit it again, Tom.
500... And 750, and okay. Then D is 750.
No, D is
1,000.
750 to infinity.
Yeah, to infinity. Okay.
Well, I do have the answer.
Do you want to call a friend, Nico Malian?
Actually, maybe I should call Nico. Will he be able to hear him?
Oh, put him up to the
just
mic.
Just put him up to the... Will he answer, though?
He might. He might be at work, or he might answer.
No, get him on the line, I think. This is... Keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's trivia.
Trivia. Would a trivia podcast work?
Hey, Nico, it's Alexi.
Hey,
I need to ask you a question. I'm basically on a friend's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now with Cashman and Taunton. Do you remember that weird trivia that we hosted at that pharmaceutical company for November?
Yeah.
And you remember how I had to interview that doctor?
Should you lock on in before we know?
Yeah.
Oh,
before the show started?
Yeah.
I'm going to go C.
I'm going to go B.
Okay. Just think about how much money did we get paid for a second while the boys lock in the answers.
Total?
Well, no, each, I think.
Each. Okay, yeah, I'm going B, between 250 and 500.
And I'm going C, which is over 500 and 750. Okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, each.
How much did we get paid for that job? Each.
240 each.
240 each.
Oh!
Yeah, so not, we didn't get paid that well for
fuck.
It.
No.
No.
Fucking hell.
All right.
How are you, Nico?
I'm good, man. How are you going?
Yeah, good, dude. What's been going on?
It's work.
Yeah, man.
Right now, what the hell's happening?
Yeah, we're doing a podcast. So, and we were talking about that gig you had at Trivia.
Like,
and we
6 years ago.
that stupid Melbourne Cup thing.
Do you remember anything else from it? From that day?
Yeah, we had to, like, we had all this weird shaving cream because we're going to do, like, a weird shaving cream
Oh,
game.
My Lord. No, yeah.
A shaving cream game?
Yeah, well, not sexual. I don't know.
Sure.
I promise as well. It wasn't sexual, Nico's being honest.
For $240, it wouldn't want to be.
What did you use to shave? Was it a tiny pair of scissors?
Well, what did we do with the shaving cream? Didn't they just have to put it on each other?
Tip to taint. No, I don't know. I can't remember what it was. I remember we had like a shitload of like this, like two, like those, like tubes of shaving cream. It wasn't in the can. It was like the shaving cream you buy in the tube.
Oh my God, not even familiar. But then what was the game?
I don't remember what the game... I don't even think we ended up playing the game.
We really did a bad job.
I think you chose well there. This sounds like a fucked game, no matter what it was.
Yeah, we tried to get out of there pretty fast. Hey, I'll call you later.
Yeah.
All right, love
you.
See you,
Nico.
See you, Nico.
Talk to you, boys.
See
ya.
Bye.
240. That was just under. That yes. What a tease.
Yeah, I actually thought it was 250 on the money, but I do believe $10 may have been held from me.
Was Nico your agent at the time?
Yeah, Nico was my agent. He was looking after me.
Yeah.
Imagine if he goes, 4,000. You're like, what?
Hang on. Show me those books, dude. The doctor took half the money.
We were talking about this recently, though. I feel like it's happened to me at least once before at gigs like that. People, for some reason, assume that interviewing is something that requires no preparation, that you can just jump up and do it. I think I was telling you I did a, there was a models conference that I got asked to host once.
Models?
For not enough money. Yeah, like model, like not supermodels, but models. Like,
but like low rent models.
I mean, not to imply that they were low rent, but they were very lovely.
They were nice models.
Yeah. But just that type of model, not like airplane models. Like
influencer
model, models. Fashion
influencer models, but not... like Victoria's Secret models.
No, but again, I don't like that.
Were they like
gotten to the ranking
or what?
Tom, you need to start realizing that some models are better than other models. The quicker you realize that, the quicker you'll get ahead in life.
In the modeling hosting game.
But like, is it like, you know, they're showing fashion, or is it like it's catalog, you got like a 40-year-old guy who's like model sweaters like, and stuff.
Yes, this is just, it's about his torso. Yeah. His face is like, he's asleep.
It's a guy that models recliners.
His feet need to look really relaxed.
Yes, he's got to look absolutely relaxed, and he's got to have glasses that tilt off his nose. So it looks like he falls asleep.
Every time I try and speak hosting, it's shh.
You're making the feet look less relaxed.
Just shut up. No, it was run by a guy who ran a modeling agency, which didn't seem very successful, I think, as a promotional thing. He put on like a conference kind of thing, and it ended in a few catwalk shows, but then at the beginning it was kind of like a number of different speakers, and like most of the people in the audience were kind of young models, sometimes with their parents. There were some photographers, but then it was kind of like a sparse crowd. And
this is crazy.
This is psycho. Now, how much did you get paid for this, Tom? Let's talk money. All right, was it A, over? No, okay. Was it A, over $100?
I would guess, was it $400?
No, say B.
Was it B, $400 exactly?
Was it C, over $200? $200 and less than $400?
Yes. Or?
Or D,
anything else?
Somewhere in the range of $600.
It was D.
Wow, somewhere in the range of $600.
Geez, that's why.
That's good.
I mean, not really, though. It's the kind of corporate thing that you'd usually get thousands.
Yes.
If you host it, a normal person would get $5,000.
Exactly, but if you get to the level that we were all at 5-6 years ago, it would be, a pittance.
Can you imagine early on, someone's like, $500.
It went for 8 hours, by the way.
I thought it was over 20 minutes.
You're making like less than minimum wage on this.
Eight hours of working day.
Yeah.
That's not even a good wage.
No, it was terrible.
Did you just interview them?
Well, I had to. Yeah, it was like I was hosting, and this guy basically thought that it would be good to have a comedic element in this show to keep it entertaining, and yet couldn't afford anyone good. So I got the call from Century, like a management agency. Wow. They didn't want any of their people to do it.
Of course,
we've got one guy we don't represent. That would be great.
This one guy, he's a bit scum. He'll do whatever you want.
You can actually probably only pay him $500 for 8 hours work.
He doesn't care that they're bad models. He doesn't care at all.
Exactly. Victoria's Secret. This is New South Wales Secret. He's about to get in there and he's going to blow their minds.
Everyone.
A statewide.
You actually
secret.
Have to sign an NDA when you go in. It's a big secret.
It's crazy. She's a rapist. It's nuts. But anyway, I did like 5 minutes up top about like a few things I'd prepared about how I'm not a model.
Yeah.
And like
I can imagine it being quite humorous.
So you're saying you're not a model, Tom?
Real nervous. No, I wasn't.
Were you
at the time? Were you doing any modeling?
Absolutely none. Okay. And that was the focus of my comedic jobs. I didn't deserve to be there.
Do you think that they would be confused? Or
I think they were a bit confused, but I think at the beginning I kind of had this scrappy piece of paper that was like the outline of the day that he'd given me, and it was all kind of hat. You can see me there with a loose piece of paper. Yeah. Didn't look right.
Flustered.
I love that
sweating.
You
flustered, sweating. All these things apply to my behaviour. But it was fine. And then I brought the first person on who was talking, I think, about like, they were promoting a product of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got off. And it wasn't clear to me who all these people, most people were just doing 5-10 minutes of like presenting something.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became, when I got off, he's like, okay, so now we've reached the non-funny portion of the day. Because next person speaking.
That's what they say before I do stand-up.
That's the introduction.
We've reached the non-funny portion of the evening.
Please welcome Sam Jordan.
The other New South Wales secret is this guy fucking sucks. This guy's not funny in the slightest. But he's like, so the next speakers will be the New South Wales Police Department.
Oh, wow.
That could
be funny, I reckon.
And
there'll be one funny police guy.
I've seen their freaking social media. They've got a funny guy doing that.
Exactly. I thought,
it's the meme lord of the...
I wonder who does that, I always thought it's an Alexi-type person.
Oh, yeah.
That is desperate for cash.
Absolutely.
Doing that.
That's the kind of shit I would have done a few years ago. And probably in a couple of years' time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they need someone funny to do it, but it's certainly not, the head cop guy.
Just copy-paste all my old tweets, I'll load these ones up.
It's like, a lot of these...
A lot of these about the Godfather. I'm
Greek. Are all the police Greek? You know that feel when the cops are Greek? But they were talking about the risk to new models of getting like casting opportunities on webcam and then getting asked to strip and then being screenshotted and then extorted for money. And then after following them was a woman who this had happened to, and she told her story. And then after her, he's like, and now it's the funny section again.
Oh, then you're back in to be funny.
Well, I was between those, but then he was like, don't be funny in between those. And I'm like, yeah.
You're like, that I can do.
Yeah.
It's actually less stressful for me to go up and not do a joke between two things like this.
Absolutely. But then, yeah, the next person was some model who I think committed suicide relatively recently.
Okay. Now that, Tom, is not funny.
Yes. No, but I forget her name. Okay. But
Was she the one from Bondi? Maybe. Instagram, I do remember this. I've forgotten her name, but I remember it being a big thing.
She was lovely, but relatively famous. And yeah, a minute before, he's like, oh, so she's going to speak. But at the end, I think go up and interview her. And I'm like, no, what? Sorry?
No.
Interview her.
So I've just got to be like, so what's it like being a model? she had a talk, so I could ask her a few follow-up questions.
Follow-up questions.
Then a 12, 13-year-old girl danced and sang.
Okay, what song?
Like, interviewed her own song.
A song of her own construction.
Well, you mean like an original?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she'd done in the school musical or something. Wow. And then I had to interview her.
This is a $750 job.
Exactly.
It is not a $500 job.
Absolutely. You're interviewing someone. It's going for quite some time. Yeah. You have to deal with peaks and valleys at this point.
Absolutely.
I reckon at least a minimum extra $100 for having to go serious for an hour or two.
But then at that point, the guy who ran the event.
What time of day is this right now?
Started at 12.
Sounds like a hell. It's a long day.
It's a long day.
And is this in a suburb far away? I feel like it's
it was in the art, the bloody
Carriage Works.
No, it was in Darlinghurst, like the art college.
Oh, really?
Oh, lovely, lovely venue, lovely hall. But then the guy who ran it took over as the host.
What? You got kicked off?
He was just like, I might take it from here. A bit, because I wasn't doing a very good job. But then later he was padding. Like, then I just have sit there for like 2 hours. And then there was a point where the catwalk wasn't ready. And he's like, Tom, get up here. So then I had to go up and do a double act with him.
With him? What bits did you do together? Who's on first? Or just the classics?
I was trying to joke around. He got kind of... But then we had a bit of repartee. And then he went, you know what? You're a comedian. And this is... It was night at the stage.
Well, so when you're together. Full.
Yeah, we're standing there. And he's like, why don't you go out the end of the catwalk and do some stand-up comedy?
How much material have you got at this point? Because it sounds like you've been there for 7 hours.
Well, I hadn't done many jokes. I was mainly kind of
interviewing models.
Yeah, okay, and stuff.
But then I had to, and he's like, also, you can't swear. He told me that maybe 5 minutes before.
A clean gig.
Yeah.
So I had to go and do stand-up in front of just mainly like a pit of photographers. Sweating. No.
They get good photos of you at least.
I should have asked. And then the only friend I'd made was the sound guy, and I went to speak to him afterwards once the catwalk had started and kind of my job was over, and he was like, I wanted to play crickets during your set. I was looking up where to find the audio for crickets.
I hate that.
My word, imagine being used as a punchline by a guy tethering off his phone.
Totally.
And just like, he's like, I gotta use my fucking data to rip on this guy.
And then we spoke about Pokemon Go, which had come out recently at the time. And then I left. And I suppose being honest,
I would have gotten out of there. I wouldn't have even spoken to anyone.
Well, I wanted to watch the model. In my mind, there's a chance I meet a model.
Yeah.
Cashman's still, at the end of the day, still a pants man.
Legendary
when it comes to it, Cashman's still like, let's not see if this night's over yet.
They don't know a bomb. They just got here.
He still has hope.
Let's keep this a secret. But the only guy I met was a fucking Pokemon fan. The opposite of a model, I would argue.
Well, I've got the similar thing to this. I had to interview, you'll like this, Alexi.
I would love this. I love hearing interview stories.
I had to interview Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my word. He's famous from pictures, motion pictures, and still images. Yeah.
Don't Don't forget, the man can lift a heavy object.
Absolutely.
He loves it. Anyway, so I'm interviewing him.
Mm-hmm. And also lift our spirits.
Yeah, no, that's so true, Tom.
With his movies, absolutely. Mm. Great work, Tom.
With the stories he tells on screen.
Yeah.
So I interview him and Linda Hamilton as duo.
Wow.
For the Terminator.
One
the
of
latest.
My favorite comedy duos, as much as Cashman and model agency Booker.
Anyway, so I interview them. I finish, I'm supposed to interview a few others in the cast of the latest Terminator movie. I don't know who they are, but I've at least got, I've got a few questions for them at least.
Of course.
Anyway, a guy taps me on the shoulder and he goes, I've got the director for you. I don't know who the director is.
Instead or on top?
No, on top. They're like, okay. pop you in, we'll give you 12 minutes with him.
Okay, great.
His name is 12 Tim, I think. Minutes.
His name is Tim, directed Deadpool.
Yes, he is. Tim something, he directed Deadpool.
So he's cheeky.
Yeah, he's probably funny. He loves to break the fourth wall, I guess. Exactly.
I mean, I don't know who he is. Mm. So I just sit down and I'm like, wow, how's it going and with the movie?
Does he know that this is...
No.
So he thinks this
so
is...
So what would have happened? He's in a junket and then it's just a streamlined people are coming through and through. Mm. And then all the people interviewing, they're just in a room just hanging out.
Prepared for weeks.
Yeah, they get told who they've got to interview or whatever. Mm. And you all just hang out and then obviously, someone has decided not to do it or whatever. So he's just finished an interview. For example, Alexi's just walked out.
No, I know what finishing an interview
yep.
is.
Yep.
Don't need to do an example with Alexi.
Said goodbye.
Just so you know.
Thank you.
So Alexi. Alexi gets a selfie with him and he's like, thank you so much for your time. Yeah,
Can you do some things like say what radio station I'm on and stuff like that?
That's what you would do.
Yeah, or I get him to say it.
Yeah.
I get the director. I'm Tim, Mr. Deadpool director, and I enjoy listening to the good stuff.
Oh, that would be kind of you if you were there to do that.
Yeah, you would do something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I walk in and I sit down and I'm just like, I don't know. I didn't know he did Deadpool. And I was like, oh, I was like, this movie's good. It's a good one.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
I had seen it at Deadpool. I saw it the week before.
On the plane or?
No, I went to a screening.
Great.
Yeah, which I love to do.
I love to go to
I mean, nothing better than go to the screening.
I actually was booked to go to that same screening. And then I just, that morning, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking get out of bed yet.
What the fuck is wrong with
really?
You?
Really? Yeah, I didn't go. So I've never seen that Terminator movie.
It wasn't very good.
You invited to the same one and I didn't go.
Do you know who was in there? It was me. There were three people in there. Me, Smallsy.
From Smallsy Surgery.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm aware.
And Richard Wilkins.
Oh, I love to go to a screening of Richard Wilkins.
Imagine that.
Who's Smallsy?
He's from Smallsy Surgery.
Yeah, Smallsy Surgery.
Is he a Brisbane...
Small guy.
Is on radio?
He's a radio guy.
Can I tell you something that I think I did send you the recording. I got a call from a woman at like 11 p.m, maybe like a month ago, and from a woman who was like high... And drunk, I reckon. Like, smashed.
Yeah. So she's evil. She's wretched doing these nasty things.
God, I reckon she's partaking in some gossip recently. But she was like, hi, I work for Smallsy, and we're, like, really interested in people getting new people on the program. And, like, what are you doing tonight? Mm. Like, how are you?
Is this a segment, or is this just you being a caller?
No, she wasn't on radio. She was like the production person for Smallsy, or said she was. And I then kind of mentioned that she was trying to get Justin Bieber on the program.
We all want Bieber on the program.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, do you know him? I'm trying to get Justin Bieber.
She was saying she was going to go to Ivy that week to try and find Justin Bieber and how like that new girlfriend he has that... He
I think they're married,
Byron Bay.
Yeah, they're
he
married.
Well, you're talking about Zac Efron here.
Oh, it was Zac Efron. Yes. Sorry. Yes,
you're getting your hunks confused.
Yeah, I mean, they're both hunks.
He's like, she's gorgeous. Smallsy
would never make this mistake.
Smallsy's quite the pro. From what I understand, Smallsy's a pro.
I thought Smallsy was about his brain and his stature, but it's actually about his ego. He's a great bloke.
Great bloke.
Lovely bloke.
Yeah. Never met him, seen pictures of him. I've seen a picture of Smallsy.
Well, I met him, mate. Let me tell you, it's small ego.
Wow, good on you, Smallsy.
He shakes your hand, looks you in the eye.
And says, you are Sam Thornton. I know your name. You don't need to know who I am. That's how small my ego is.
He goes, no need to mention me. He goes, it's enough just being here with you.
Never small by name, again. Small by nature. Ego I'm speaking about.
That bit was in brackets. You can't see brackets in the spoken word, but I just wanted to make
it
clear.
So I must let you know.
Not that I must. I must not do anything. I thought you would
find the humour in it. Says, I know that you're a comedian. Yes, I know much about your career, Taunton. I got no idea if this is what it sounds like.
I reckon not.
Nah, he doesn't sound like that at all.
A radio guy doesn't talk like that, so.
Constant clarifications. But point is, this woman called, and like, I don't even know if it was real. I haven't heard from her. She was like, I'm probably going to get fired soon because like I'm too personal with people on the phone.
A voicemail.
No, this is a person who called me. I talked to her for half an hour. She was whinging about
my words.
Now.
And then I started recording. Told anyone.
Yeah,
this
I'll play. I recorded it. I'll play it at the end of the podcast. I reckon. And I was flabbergasted.
I can't wait to listen to this podcast.
Good words.
It was weird. I don't know whether it was a prank still, but I'm realizing now I haven't heard from Smalls.
We listened to it, like, oh, that's Henry Stone's voice, dude, straight away.
No, it was, oh, look, if maybe.
Please get in touch with us if you know Smalls.
Yeah. I want to get on the program.
I mean, you'd be great on the program. Thank you.
You're a tremendous riffer. You've got a great attitude.
And there's one thing I've known from my time.
Huge ego.
And you're great at breaking down, like, what social interactions are and stuff.
But that will offset Smallsy's tiny ego.
Yeah.
It'll be actually a perfect radio duo.
Exactly.
The yin and the yang.
It'll be great. I'll go in there. Like, for example, imagine if Alexi went in there.
Yes, and I'm there beforehand. I go, thank you for letting me interview you, Smallsy.
It's just an example of what it would look like. Unnecessarily.
Long story short, I got 4 minutes into the interview with the director, and I said, "I'm so sorry, mate, but that's all I've got."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I
what were your questions?
Brutal.
Initially?
Well, because I
just like good movie. How do you do it?
Well, it became quite for me.
How do you bloody? You
I said, I said, mate. I said, mate, what a film.
Yeah, you've got to like overdo it with enthusiasm or something.
I said, what a film. I said, I love Terminator, and I said, I love your work, which was the first mistake I made, because I go, really? I love your work, and he goes, did you like Deadpool? And I said, were you involved in Deadpool? Oh, and he goes, I directed Deadpool.
Oh, okay.
And I said, oh, I did. I mean, that was a funny film.
I don't love all your work.
Yeah. When you're saying, when I was using your work, I was using it as a singular noun, meaning your work on this movie.
Exactly. Well, and only some of the work. Some of the work was probably a mistake on this particular film.
Probably. I wanted to come
look
clean.
Look up the IMDb goof section. He might have made a few goofs in the movie.
I thought you said goose section.
Like, I thought you said
Hollywood. Yeah, he goosed around too much.
You're an IMDb G.
You're a cinephile. I thought that was a thing. That's a term. Like the goose.
Yeah,
they
so I know
use.
Everything about films, including the gooses. Well, it's because Goose in the movie is actually John Belushi. He would have a tremendous time goofing around with his friends, and he was known as the Goose.
Anyway, so I...
And then what was his reaction?
He kind of was very polite. He was very nice. And I've interviewed a few directors.
Point, right? Oh,
and
else?
I think he would realise...
Except for me, including me as a director right now.
You're not a director.
Like, I've made some short films.
Yeah, he's a director.
Okay, fine. You're a fucking director. Thank is that what you so want to hear, mate?
Absolutely.
Is that your, that's what I call a goose in the industry. Just a guy who thinks he's a director.
Don't put me on IMDb as a goose. Please.
Please don't put me as a goose. Don't list me as a goose.
I don't know how to take that stuff off. It's always happening.
I don't know how to edit the page. I don't know. He's not all my credits are listed. I don't know how.
He's put me as the starring role in a new film called Goose.
I play myself as the titular goose.
I don't know why the goose has tits.
But they're gorgeous.
Don't remove that part. I like that part.
So you interviewed the director.
Yeah. And I knew it would never go to air. So I was kind of like just not. I mean, I was kind of trying to be polite and find a way to get out of there.
Yeah.
He kind of cottoned onto that as well. But then he kind of made me do like some big... I think he wanted me to... just to test me a bit, so he kind of quizzed me on Terminator movies.
Okay.
For about 5 minutes.
Wow. That's fun. That's scary.
Yeah.
What were the questions he asked you about Terminator?
It's like, what's your favorite? Like, what do you think? Like,
what do you
think?
He
really quizzed me. Yeah. Like,
no, but
like,
he was
what's
like,
your favorite?
Well, he's like, do you think this isn't like the same universe as the other one?
Or, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot about time travel.
Yeah, God.
Which at that point time, I'm not that great at, you know, in terms. I was like, I think it's real time travel. Like, that was my response. So,
how'd you do that stuff? How'd you do the time travel stuff
in
the movie?
I said, mate, the guns. How'd you do all that stuff with the guns? That was
pretty.
Did
people actually get hurt?
Yeah. Was that the real actors or did you get the fake actors?
Yeah. Would you get people you didn't care about so you could actually see them on camera? And
was it hard casting people in the past when you were a baby? To go back in time to cast the film?
You seem quite too young to be directing movies in the 80s, so how did you do all that stuff back then?
When you break down what stunt doubles are, it's actually so funny. It's like, do you get people, you just don't give a shit and let them get hurt. Like, you kick them, you push them off high buildings because you don't care about them as much as
could
other people.
Could we get the slightly less hot guy in to jump off the fucking ledge?
We don't
bruise his arm.
Because at the end of the day, if they die... it doesn't really matter.
Who shows that guy on, anyway? We can keep on filming. We'll do one more take with Arnie, and then we'll get the ugly guy on.
To punch in the stomach.
But yeah, I got out of there after about probably 5 to 6 minutes, I guess. Yeah. Wow. But it was one of, it was a similar situation.
Yeah, people think you can just interview, like interviewing is a skill. Well, it's a specific skill.
You know, Thornton actually was told to prepare for it more so than you and I were.
He
had a little bit more of an
He was actually there as an interviewer.
Yeah, you
in
were
Korea,
hired,
right? Yeah. This was in Korea?
This was in South Korea.
He was sent to Korea in a bit of a curveball. Oh, another person on the film that you
Mate, I'd had a big night with Dickie the night before, and I'd, you know, we'd painted the town red with Saki and
absolutely. Oh, my Saki actually is not coloured red. It's quite clear, I believe. Exactly. So.
Yeah, no, but I mean, okay, whatever. Alexi, that's a fucking turner. Were you in South Korea?
I've never been with Richard Wilkins. No, never been to South Korea. Never been there with Richard Wilkins.
Can I say, mate? I'd love to take you.
I would love to go for you and Richard. I'd love to go.
I sent him an email not long ago.
What did you say in the email?
Well, when he got COVID.
Oh,
I sent him an email.
I forgot about that.
And just said, hey,
God,
mate.
What was the subject line?
Are you
COVID,
okay?
COVID, question mark.
COVID, oh no.
Did you get it while we were in Korea? I must know quickly.
No, I said
things gone south for you. In brackets, like our trip
to Korea south.
To Korea,
comma south.
Korea, comma south.
Not north. Not to be confused with Korea, comma north.
It's like, is this Smallsy on Taunton's email address?
No, I just said I hope you're okay. Good luck with it all.
Did you reply?
Well, no, because apparently, I don't know, like Yaz.
It's a symptom.
Yaz not got his, to emails. I gave his number to Yaz.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And apparently Yaz was, and a few friends, you know, after a few drinks, just decided to call him relentlessly.
Wow.
And do you think that he traced that back to you?
He can't. I must have been. I mean, it's weird he gave me. He didn't know who I was.
No, but you had a big night with him and you had a chat and he gave you his business card and like he considered
like
you a friend and you betrayed him.
We're from the same city.
I didn't betray him. It was a fun thing to show to people. Absolutely. Because the story I tell, Alexi, I'm not sure if you've heard
I've heard it, but I would love to hear it on the record.
Well, no, a very short version. It's 24-hour period and I landed back in Australia because I've just passed out on the plane.
Yeah.
Because I was blind drunk from partying with Richard.
Mm.
And I walked out and I was like, that was a dream. That was this weird. Mm. And then I put my hand in my pocket and I pulled out a business card from Richard Wilkins. And I was like, it all happened.
Wow.
The whole thing happened.
That's like The Hangover. Very similar. You forget what happened, then you check. There's evidence that proves something did happen.
Yes.
And there was a hangover.
Wow.
And there was a huge hangover.
You had a huge hangover.
Absolutely.
My God, just like the movie.
You're saying my stories are just void of originality.
Precisely.
I've got this other one where I was kind of down on my luck and I went to a big mansion and they hired me as the baby. Hang on, this is just the nanny.
Oh, that's a great TV series.
Great series. We great love series. Fran.
Oh, we do love Fran. We do love Fran. Anyway, yeah, so...
But you gave the number to
people. I showed Yaz the number. I thought it'd be funny. Screenshots, it's all over.
Wow.
Totally. Yeah. And then how many calls did he make, though? Like, quite a few, you reckon?
He said heaps.
That sucks.
I mean, it kind of...
And
you
never even
blame
texted him before that. Yeah, this was the first person to make contact.
No, I had sent him a message because when we were so drunk, I floated the idea of doing a podcast with him.
Wow. Yes,
he told me he didn't really understand podcasts.
Well, I don't like this.
Wow.
Imagine I get replaced with Richard Wilkins.
That would be awesome. That actually would be sick.
Like, this is you call it the great stuff?
It's got the better stuff.
I'm like, fair enough. Oh, no.
He told me, though, Alexi, that commercial TV's never been in a better position.
Wow.
Than it is right now.
Really?
Yeah.
We've got to get to commercial TV.
Yeah, brain damage from COVID.
I'd love to get over
crazy.
Actually, quite rude, Tom. Quite rude to say something like
don't,
that.
He's at risk. I don't know if you know how old he is, but he's at risk. So
yeah,
maybe your jokes aren't that far. They might have worked at the model convention.
They might have, and they might not have.
Not working now.
I think they
let me tell you.
He was the first great Australian to survive COVID, so.
Was he?
From what I understand.
He was, because he got it off Hanks.
Yeah, or he gave it to Hanks.
Oh, my God. So being the kind of guy who's friends with all the stars actually kind of backfired.
Absolutely.
Yes, especially in around March of 2020.
It truly was. Like, that's what people were calling it. It was kind of like an elite disease because people that were kind of jet-setting around the world were the first people to get it and spread it.
Absolutely.
So it kind of affected elites before it affected... Then that's who's more elite in our society than Richard Wilkins?
It was funny because the early narrative with people like, it's not classist, it's affecting everyone because of the people that travel. But it didn't take long for it to really fuck over poor people.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and now it's almost exclusively fucked over poor people.
I mean, I don't know about exclusively, but yeah, probably more due to access to healthcare.
Absolutely.
And also that 10% of the world's population has over 90% of the world's wealth.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
That's how I feel no more. I actually don't know if that's the correct numbers.
I was arguing with
something
someone
Something like that is true.
Yeah, so, you know, it would affect other people.
More. I had lunch with someone today and I said, do you know in Brazil, they have more billionaires than anywhere else in the world, but then 70% of the world of their country lives on $10 a day. Don't know if that's true, but he nodded and
that's
he was
certainly
like,
not true. More billionaires than anywhere else in the world. No way.
It's something like, apparently Brazil has more inequality than any other country.
That I'll believe.
But I mean, he bought it when I said that. Wow. He loved it. He smiled and he looked back at his meal and he was like, I changed
him. He finished typing up his school assignments and about Brazil.
And he said, can I finish the rest of my meal, sir?
Yeah, I'm mentoring a small boy at the moment.
I want to tell you about, I had my Beauty and the Geek audition.
Yesterday. My word.
I love this.
I got the call up. I don't know if I've told you this, Alexi.
I actually didn't know.
But
you didn't know?
I think you told me that someone had contacted you. That's it.
Yeah, no, someone contacted me saying you'd be perfect just based on a stand-up comedy performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it'd be...
About graphs and such.
Not even, man. I didn't even have the... This is the thing. Like, there were so many geeky things about me that weren't revealed that they weren't even interested in exploring further. They were like, you're in. I'm like, great. But I thought it would be funny to kind of like pursue the process. So I went in for kind of like a formal audition.
Wow.
And there was like, there were three people in the room, like an older woman who was kind of intense, really.
Wow.
And I was nervous because it was hard.
Mm.
Like, I didn't care because I don't want to do it. But then just being part of the kind of the vibe of an audition where you would usually be nervous, like... made me nervous. There was like a younger woman and like a guy behind the camera. And there was another guy who was kind of like Skyped in. They said that I'm not allowed to like reveal anything about this process and they're going to be actively monitoring my
social media. This is a good test.
This is a great test of seeing if they get like 40 minutes into a podcast.
Wow.
Then like hats off to them.
Were they, would you have said, was one like a beauty and one a geek?
Well, they were all kind of just normal.
Oh.
I mean, one of the girls is kind of good looking, but there were a few beauties in the waiting room.
Wow. Back to Cash from the Pants, man.
They were really...
I stuck around just for the chance.
They were like, they had like formal dresses on, really sparkly.
Like gowns.
Like gowns.
Oh, my
And they
word.
Had like heels on. Like, it
what
was
were
crazy.
You wearing?
Just like this, like normal.
They said it was a formal audition.
No, they said dress how you usually on. Would. Yeah. Oh, no. What? Oh my god, do you reckon other people pop the suit on?
For maybe. Sure.
Yeah,
I reckon
for sure, yeah.
There
a
are
bow tie.
Some geeks that would go all out. I remember Nico Malian, who was aforementioned and
yes.
previously
we just had him on the podcast.
I'll get him back again.
Literally, he was on the podcast.
Everyone was acknowledging the context
weird
of Nico.
Friend of mine. You might not have been familiar with
the guy that answered after the first ring. I wanted to bring up, you were like, oh, he might not answer. He couldn't have answered quicker.
Well, he's been my best friend for like 10 years. Come on, you answer that call straight away.
Oh, absolutely, that's good. You know, we were talking about screenings before, and you missed that screening as well.
Okay, yeah, you made it all the way.
Didn't screen your call.
Didn't, he just went straight in, saw my beautiful visage, I believe, popping up on his phone. But then he had a friend called Bendigus, who was on Beauty and the Geek. And he was a theatre geek.
Bendigus.
His name is Bendigus.
Just from
Bendigus.
From the name.
Bendigus. And he always wears a suit. He always wears
Greek?
An old timey suit. No, Bendigus is not a Greek name. I don't know what it is.
Don't make me feel dumb. Who knows what that
well,
is?
Well, you should know the Greek names. They're like Peter and Maria.
It's
stuff
Latin
like
for
that.
Bendigo.
I mean, yeah. I thought he'd slip through a crack.
Yeah, well, you know, Bendigus, he's quite the mongoose. He can slip through any crack. But he always wears like an old-timey suit, and he has like a Salvador Dali moustache.
Oh, my God.
So that's the kind of people that you're up against.
I mean, that's the thing. It's pretty geeky. That's why I was offended to be nominated.
And there was also that Jimmy the Geek guy who used to do open mic comedy back in the day.
No, I'm not familiar with him.
He came off Beauty and the Geek, and he started trying to do open mic.
Mm.
And he did not... success. I'll say here first.
Damn it. God. Okay, so
maybe we should end a lot of these podcasts by naming open mic.
Bomb that
years
ago.
Won't succeed.
They never went through to the next level. They did it for a couple of months and then gave up. But he was one of the ones that stuck in my mind.
Yeah, he was even bad for that level.
Yeah, he talked about Dota.
Yeah,
actually,
okay.
I don't know if that's true. I'm just choosing a geeky thing from a few years ago.
But that's a good example of something that would. They were very geeky. I mean, they said that they're going to make them less geeky on this series, but then the beauties were like classic fucking like classic ditzy beauties. Blonde woman in a dress. So I'm like, I don't think they're updating.
Well, so you're in the waiting room with them.
Yeah.
God, they mix you all together early.
Yeah, it's weird to be like, I think we both know what we're here for.
Yeah. They go to the receptionist, start
sit down.
Could exactly. you play, Tom, and you might not want to do it if you don't cut this out, the bit where they said, because you sent me the recording.
Yeah, okay.
Of them saying you could be a beauty.
You walked in recording?
So I recorded the whole thing.
I mean, you wore a wire to this?
You've got to wear a wire.
You got it.
Everyone's wearing wires at the moment.
I reckon I wear this wire. I've worn a wire.
You got a wire on right now, probably.
I know, I'm recording this separately, so if you need a different feed, I've got it.
If it drops out, Alexi's our man to patch in.
I got it.
I've been recording 24/7 to make sure I can find the most perfect podcast material.
Even during a podcast, maybe if their audio falls out, I can replace it with mine and they'll think I'm very diligent.
They may think it's weird, but they'll be thankful by the time I send off the project.
Everyone I've told about this, like, it's a bit funny to me that I was headhunted to be on Beauty and the Geek. It's just a thing that's still possible in this world. Funny. It's allowed for someone to be like, I think you'd be perfect. It's like quite an insult, really. But a lot of people, when I tell them, instead of laughing with me, they're like, no, you're great. That's crazy. What the hell?
But it would be exciting to be on a TV show like that.
It'd be so exciting.
Especially you would come off as like, that's the cool geek. That's the cool geek on the show.
I don't think he might
actually hook up with the hottie.
He could, because you'd charm. But you've got a girl for that. You know what I mean?
Like, and that's an example of where they lied to me in the lead up, because the woman I spoke to try and get me to the audition was like, oh, yeah, you don't have to be single, but you know, you've got to be open to love a little bit.
Also, if you're new to this podcast, go back and listen to the episode with Sophie Braham, and we unpack this in depth, Tom being totally in the geek.
Wow.
But point is, it even happened in this, and this is a recording of where she'd, I suppose, told me that that I was a beauty. Or could be.
I mean, let's see, well, you could be a beauty. I mean, who knows? We're thinking a geek here.
Listen to that patronizing. Why didn't you say thank you? Someone compliments you, Tom. You say, thank you very much for that.
No,
I could be a beauty.
I don't want to accept that. Obviously, you could be. It's like, fuck off. We all know what's happening here.
She wouldn't be able to handle that from
Come
me.
Come on, man. But then later, she was like, so the next thing she said was that, I may as well play them all.
Why don't we get to the next minute?
I feel like...
Mate, do you have the whole hour there? Just pop it on. We'll do some live commentary over the top.
I want it at the end of the podcast, but we'll play both of your
recordings. That's 3 hours at the end of the pod.
In Australia, you actually can't record people without their knowledge.
Yes, you can.
What do you kind of identify... As a geek, I mean, because the term geeks changed really a lot over the years. You know, it's quite in the cool basket you can be at the moment, you know, these days. But do you associate?
It's the coolest thing
you could do.
It's in the cool basket. But then later she was like, "So what's the coolest thing about you? And what's the geekiest thing?" And I'm like, but hang on, you said being a geek was cool.
And what's the most beautiful thing about you as well? Yes, we'll just use it by class.
That was what I wanted to do.
What did you say as the geekiest thing about you?
I don't know. I think I brought up chess. I was talking about chess quite a lot.
Chess does have those. But it is a bit sexy at the moment due to that TV show.
And that's what I was saying. But that's when I kind of came into my own, when I was criticising the Queen's Gambit. And they...
Unprompted.
Yeah. And they,
yeah, I mean, that still sounds pretty geeky.
Well, totally. But that's what...
To have a strong take on it.
No, yeah. Totally. That was the idea. I was trying
because you were trying to...
Because at the beginning, I was too nervous to play. I wasn't being very animated or anything.
Isn't
that
funny
just
you got nervous?
Yeah, it was weird.
It is the... I was saying to you privately, we were texting about it, that it is just... When you set up a convention, you can manipulate people to feel those emotional...
Totally.
We had a fake wedding at my house. My friend was trying to become a marriage celebrant. So we all dressed up, and they gave us, like, we had to film it, and there were fake people. And it was... As emotional as a normal wedding. Like, people were still like, oh, at the vow and stuff. And it was like, none of it was real. And it's the same as this. You didn't even want to get on, but you put yourself in a fucking interview and you freak out.
And she was a bit less, she wasn't very, I don't know what you associate with reality TV, but I don't, Have you been watching Reputation Rehab?
No, not yet.
It's a very good show on the ABC.
Just say, wait, can we do it again?
Have you been watching Reputation Rehab?
I love it.
Yeah,
it's a great it's show. So good. Yeah. A bunch of people we know work on
ABC,
it. Here.
Yeah.
Oh, more money to them, I say.
Totally. Season 2, ABC, please.
Yeah. I say defund the police.
Yeah.
More.
Put the money straight
except
to the
for
ABC.
The social media manager. I feel like they should get
that's
more.
That's a funny guy.
Hire 2 of them, please. One more.
One, maybe 2.5. Get Smallsy in there. He only counts for half. But point is,
he would actually be okay.
Smallsy, he wouldn't mind it would bounce off him because he's not in it for that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Is he actually small? I've never seen him in person.
Come on.
I mean, he was sitting down when I waltzed in.
Hard to tell.
He's just always sitting
but
down.
You know what? That's
the biggest,
the biggest thing about Small. He doesn't want to stand up. He's not going to stand over someone. He wants to be sitting down in the background. He sits in the corner while everyone goes and takes a limelight. Because that's what Smallsy does.
We love our Smallsy. Don't know who he is, but...
But, they did a Reputation Rehab did an episode on reality TV and they had like a reality TV
Abby
show.
Abby Chatfield.
Producer. Yes, she was on. But they had a producer as well.
Yes.
Who was very kind of like intense and I think British. Maybe I'm making that up. Short haircut. Like, she was like, if you want to get on reality TV, you've got to get big personalities and you've got to get them to do whatever the fuck you want. Like, kind of a bit intense. It was a bit, the woman was a bit like that. So I think, being interviewed by someone who's a bit no-nonsense. It's
and
just
it
like
the pressure on you.
Was she that
scary.
Forceful?
Not that forceful, but just no smiles, like not giving you anything when you said something. That's often what kind of encourages you, you know what I mean? Gets you into a situation.
I tell
a smile
you
or two.
I hope you get it.
I do, because I watched that episode of...
I think it's funnier not to.
No, it'd be funny if you got opportunity on television, I reckon.
No.
I kind of think it's like... I mean, maybe... if you're on a reality TV show where you're, I guess, an innocent,
yes,
like you're a normal person, I find the editing quite cruel. Maybe, potentially, because I feel like people don't understand the system.
Yeah.
Reality TV where the like celebrities get stitched up, I would have no sympathy for them. In fact, you know what? Now that I think I have no sympathy for the normal people that go on them, you're signing a contract.
Everyone knows.
By now, you should exactly know what's going on. So I have no sympathy.
That's what was sad, seeing the beauties in the waiting room. Like, they're being like, oh, please choose me. It's but like, oh, for every bachelorette, there's like a million girls who are just like, kind of look like it, but not quite. And they'd want to be
any,
on it. And will.
Were there any beauties, male beauties?
No, so none in the waiting room, but I only saw two beauties total female. But they told me that they were going to have male beauties, or maybe. She kept saying maybe, but I think that was
you
a lie.
You might have been the maybe.
Yeah.
You're doing it now. Everyone's like, no,
you
couldn't possibly.
You could have been a male beauty. I think you exhibit male beauty.
Oh, thank you very much. And same to you.
I think you're both beautiful. I think we're all beautiful.
Beautiful. We all exhibit the quality of male beauty.
I might have to go, guys.
Yeah, no worries.
How long have we done?
I think an appropriate amount.
We've done an hour, right?
We've done over 17,000 beats, it would appear.
Let's ask.
No, but can you check quickly?
We've done some bars, brother.
Can you check, Tom? Can you?
I never know
minutes.
What to do here.
Oh my word! Almost 1 hour exactly.
Okay, Alexi, how do you want to end? Do you have anything to? I mean, I don't like to do the plug, but can I say earnestly? And I don't like to be earnest. Yes. I think it's so lame. Your podcast with Cameron at the moment is the best thing.
Is it A? Fantastic.
Which
B,
podcast?
B. Incredible.
Drago,
C. Dog shit. D.
D. Not
pretty
good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'm going to lock in B.
B.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to Finding Drago, that's the one that Alexi and Cam did the first season. And then the latest one. Do you want to...
It's Finding Desperado, and it's about Cameron and I trying to find an elusive European aristocratic filmmaker. This guy's very interesting. His name's Sidney Ling, and he held the Guinness World Record for world's youngest filmmaker at the age of 13.
At every turn, I'm shocked.
Yeah, it is weird. It's weird. We thought it was like a phony record, so we're trying to track
it. And it's so it's so different to Drago as well. Like, obviously, it's a similar format. Like, you're trying to find this person hidden in pop culture.
Yeah.
But it's like so exciting and so different to it.
I've never felt like listening to something. It's like you laugh and then you like there's interviews with people and that's kind of interesting. But I've never felt more curious. I was so curious.
Yeah. I have one my favorite bit, and we can cut this out. But I approached Cameron about it. There's a reference. I think you're talking to the guy that was the the Todd, what's his name from the last
David,
series?
Yeah.
David.
He's so My good.
So good. Yeah. But,
he's
at
so
one,
funny.
But at one he's point, so he makes a reference to the TARDIS and he says it's bigger on the inside. And both of you do what I describe. It's the biggest fake laugh I've ever heard in my life. Is this true?
Well, that actually was not our friend David. That was an Ebithologist, an Ibiza historian.
Oh, that's right. That yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, it was fake laughter. I actually don't know that much about Doctor Who. But I was like, this guy's coming up against two titans of comedy. He's giving it a shot. The least we can offer this guy is a little cheeky laugh.
Oh, and you gave it. I love that. That was one of the most endearing moments of the thing so far.
That's a lot of us. A lot of us is just trying to be cute and endearing so people like us.
Yeah, yeah.
Know, including that guy.
Man, that's what life's about.
Yeah. And Cameron refused to tell you the truth.
Cameron is a liar and a scoundrel regularly. You know, I've got some issues with Cameron in my personal life at the
moment.
That's
season three. We're trying to find Cameron.
He goes on the run.
The real
I think Clinton killed him.
Yeah.
He lives close to me, but yeah, he'll be gone soon.
Wow. Okay.
No, he won't.
So, like, no, you know, that he'll makes
sense. I just mean on a personal level, he's dodging my calls.
Really? The opposite of a Nick O'Malion.
Yeah, Nick O'Malion, loyal, friendly. Cameron. Busy.
As they're my two best friends, I would say Cameron's far more aloof than Nico.
No, he is, isn't he?
He's far more aloof, but, you know.
I don't know. Whenever I call him, he just
answers, does he? Yeah. Interesting,
he probably likes
Tom.
You better.
Yeah, yeah. I think that I would take that away from
I would
the
guess
evidence.
That. And I'm okay with it.
I'm not. I'm not, and I'm upset. And I've got to go. I've got to get out of here. On that note.
Your mental state, so.
Totally.
We could get a therapist on the show, maybe like a psychologist. And then you could be there because things are going to get really deep and like fucking heavy. And then because you're the comedian, you could come in and just make it all a lol joke. And just be like, oh, don't commit suicide. Everything's okay. Just go get a happy meal. It's all good. McDonald's is across the road.
That's a good example of, you know, lightening the mood. That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because who doesn't love a fucking Happy Meal, man? Or a Krispy Kreme. Go to 7-Eleven.
So, yeah, good luck.
Oh, yeah, I've got to seal the deal. Like, this is my program idea. Because, like, that's why I was like, do you have anything that you're particularly interested in or that you're researching right now? Because... you know, I can try and program that in an appropriate way so that you can sort of talk about areas of interest or content or
Totally.
Whatever you have going on right now, so you don't have to prepare too much. You can just you know, work off what you've already got.
Totally.
And then we can match you with somebody who can kind of speak to that as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'll have a think and send you through some on email. Yeah,
yeah, because it'll be really cool to talk about like sex trafficking or something really fucked up.
Because I was right. They met. She was a waitress, so I think he was just in a cafe and he liked her vibe.
That sounds so different to me.
To what? Go out with a waitress?
No, like I mean. You could get anywhere in the world, like, you could take Colonel Jeddah. You know what? I'm going to ask him.
You're going to ask him?
I'm going to live with him.
Yeah, so you think it's a syndrome linked to him being short?
No, it's not so much to do with that, but, like, maybe he has some kind of, like he's deficient or defective or retarded or... got like, you know, like there's something wrong with him. Go to the places that celebrities go to.
Totally.
Go icebergs.
Is it that easy? Sick one. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Send me through an email. We can chat.
I'll send you an email with like some ideas or whatever.
Yeah. Sick.
No pressure.
Too easy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like totally rambling.
Oh, all good.
I won't last long in this job, but I will last long enough for your show, so.
Hell yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe you know, they'll really be into, like, my style. I don't know. But, like, I just got in trouble the other day for not having professional distance. So, like, I need to practice. professional assistants when you're talking to people on the phone. I was just like,
ये प्यार है 10 साल बाद पूरी बीट पे तो जा रहे हैं हर बात साफ।